The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, July the 18th. My friend Mel Zelenek is with us, the guy who has saved me thousands of dollars over a 30 or 40 year period, passing along travel tips.
And you also have promised me probably thousands
of times.
You're going
to go to that lunch, aren't
my
you?
Lunch.
All right, Dr. Mel Zelenek, retired professor at the University of Missouri, a consumer and travel expert. We're going to pick up where we left off last time.
Yeah,
right?
Let's do a review or a summary from last time. Last time we discussed, before planning a trip, try and have several viable vacation options so that you have some flexibility and you could save some money.
Right.
And secondly, involve the rest of your group in the decision-making process. I think that makes everybody a happy camper, ultimately.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we also discussed researching from independent sources to determine the advantages and disadvantages of each option you're considering. And a lot of people don't do that, and it's so easy now with Google or other search engines to just Google, best cruise even, and then ferret out some information there. Very, very often you're going to find information that 10 years ago would have taken 20, 30 hours to really ferret out.
Oh, my goodness. You can find anything on the internet, not just with travel, but with anything you need, any information. I've learned so much.
Oh, I know.
This is off the subject.
Oh,
let
great.
Me give you an example.
Yeah.
Remember when we had the power failure back in, the end of February? Some people were without electricity for 2 or 3 days. Okay, we were out of electricity for a little bit. Decided, I'd been talking about buying a generator. Well, I finally broke down and bought a backup generator. And then I bought it on the internet. And I was reading all these comments about how great this particular generator was. And one person hooked it up so that he could run several circuits in the house. Well, I just put a question on his comment saying, how did you do this? Not thinking I'd get an answer. The next day, I got an email back from the guy who put his comment on telling me
exactly
what needed
to
be done. And I called an electrician, told them what I wanted done, and they hooked up several circuits so that when we have a power failure, which we'll probably never have again since I got a generator.
Well, that's good. It's good backup.
how to run things in the house with the generator. But you can find any. I didn't mean to get off the.
No.
But you can find almost anything by Googling it. And then check 3 or 4 different sources to make sure they all match.
And you could do it in a minute, and that was actually one of the points I was going to make. So you made it here, and that's great. But it is obvious. I mean, a simple thing like I just got a renewal for a radio subscription, they indicated to me it was $180-some-odd. Well, I Googled it, and I said, best deal on this specific deal, and it's $25 is the best deal that people are getting. So now I know the strategy is, you say, no, I'm not going to buy it because the price is too high. And then they want to keep your business, so in that specific case, they were willing to reduce the price. It was $25 for 6 months as opposed to $180 for 1 year.
Yeah, but that's a good deal.
A much, much better deal.
Right.
And again, that takes literally very, very little time. But on today's show, I do want to talk about the difference between a good deal or a great deal and value. And sometimes we have to talk about the trade-offs involved to get to that point.
So maybe you spend a little more money, but you've got a better value.
You got a better value, or you've taken less time. And if you factor in your time, I mean, you make, $1,000 an hour?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Have to consider that. The next thing we talked about, and finally, was when obtaining price quotes, always compare the total amount of money you're spending, not just what's advertised.
Exactly.
I'll give you an example of cruises. I can get you a transatlantic cruise for $399 for 14 days. And, I mean, you can't eat at home for that, let alone take a transatlantic cruise.
But what's the hook? The catch?
Well, and the catch is, the hook is, if you will, you know, you've got to get there, if you do a transatlantic cruise, I'm giving you one of my questions here. If you do a transatlantic cruise, it's a one-way cruise. So that one-way air ticket is very often much more expensive than even the round-trip ticket.
Right.
And a lot of people say, well, just buy the round-trip ticket and throw it away. Well, you could kind of do that anymore.
But you know what the airlines will do now?
Yeah.
If you buy, and they caught on to that, you buy a round-trip ticket and you say, I'm not going to use the outbound, I'll use it coming back. If you don't use that outbound, they're going to cancel the entire reservation. Now, you can get away with it if you use the outbound and don't come back on it with the one-way ticket.
At least currently, that's right.
Right.
And they'll probably close that loophole. But you know what? Google it, and you'll probably find a way around their loophole.
All right. But what he was saying is you get a $329 transatlantic cruise. It's for one way, which means you've got to buy a ticket back. You've got to buy a ticket to the coast. So that may not be the best value.
No, and in addition to that, of course, it's only per person. It does not include taxes or other fees and so forth. So all of a sudden, that $399 cruise is probably going to be closer to a couple $1,000 in the example
so
I just gave you.
So that wouldn't be a good value.
Well, it depends. I mean, it depends on your needs and your desires and your wants. Overall, it may be a terrific value for most people, but when you see the advertisement that says $399, you're kind of hooked into the deal already.
Okay.
You know, your mindset is, oh, I'm going to take it because it's such a great deal.
All right. A minute left here.
Okay. So let's differentiate then between the best deal versus another very important consideration, the best value. Many times these aren't the same. Let me give you a couple examples, and let's use an example of a cruise. Presuming comparable ships, which generally is a better deal, a 7-day Southern Caribbean cruise at $899 or a 7-day Eastern Caribbean cruise for $599?
I think that's a trick question, and you've got to answer this in 20 seconds.
Okay.
I would say probably the more expensive one is a better value.
You're wrong, and I set that up because it was not a trick question.
I thought it was a trick question.
Well, and I knew you thought it would be a trick question.
All right.
No, in this case, it was the Eastern Caribbean because you go out of Fort Lauderdale or Miami, one of the Florida points there, and the other one you go out of San Juan, which is a lot more expensive. We'll pick this up
next time. For more information, what's your email address?
Cruise@centrytel.net.
Cruise
like the cruise line.
Cruise@centrytel.net. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Mel Zelenek.
Paul.
Tomorrow, Fayette Area Community Theater and Adult Daycare Connection. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director, Rich Polzine, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.